This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Well, I work very hard at it. Really, seriously. I don't know if I took lessons, but I definitely work very hard at it. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, look, if you weren't paying attention because it was about schools and education, all that stuff, go back and grab the last hour when you get a chance. Pull it down on your iPad, iPod, whatever you have, you know, Abacus, I don't know, whatever it is you use to get information these days. Go ahead and use it. And, you know, you got to understand that there's more ways to educate children than just the traditional mindset of a public school, you know, public school system. There are private schools. There's homeschooling. There's charter schools, which technically are public schools. But, you know, your job is to take care of your children, is it not? Your job is to make sure your kids are safe, they're well-educated, you know, and help them find their passion early in life. I don't know if any of you, if you've been listening for any period of time, it's my pet peeve. My pet peeve is we beat kids up to read a book, to learn a book, to learn through a book or what have you. We have two hands. It's not just to turn pages. I don't care if it's musical instruments. I don't care if it's, you know, tools that you're going to work with. Maybe it's drama. Maybe it's the arts. I don't know. But you don't, that doesn't all require college. It doesn't require a college degree. Sometimes, you know, look at, I know, it's kind of a joke, but, you know, Gates dropped out of college, dropped out of Harvard, right? I mean, and programming and computer programming, and you didn't have to go to school for that. I did pretty darn well by my kids and, you know, in my life, and never stepped a foot in college for computer science, as they call it. Right, I had a successful computer business. I had I learned most of that on my own, or with my buddies, or frankly, getting thrown into a situation. So it isn't, how do I say it? You know, it. I'm not that I'm disparaging college. Don't get me wrong. I'm not disparaging education or college or any of that. You know, you need to do well in high school. You know, that way there you don't have to struggle for 10 years like I did to learn grammar and spelling and all that. You know, my wife would look at me and go, "Really? Is this really? You really want to send it out like this? Is this really how you talk, you know, kind of thing?" No. So go to school, do well in school, right? If you're college bound, so be it. But there are trade schools too. Like I said, there's private schools. Education is a wide ranging, wide ranging time in your life when it comes to education. So you don't always have to learn by screwing it up. You don't always have to learn by tearing it apart and putting it back together incorrectly. You know, it's a great place to start, but then eventually you've got to go to school. And again, you know, I learned how to fly helicopters. I don't know if some of you guys know I fly helicopters or flew helicopters. I have my helicopter pilot's license. You know, as much as I didn't like school either, I had to go, you know, back to training, back to taking a course, back to doing the book work to learn how the helicopter worked from a mechanical standpoint. To learn how to deal with air traffic and air traffic control and that kind of stuff. So really, seriously, look at your kids. Help your kids find their passion. Look at that. I'm going to eat the whole segment up just talking about passion. Help your kids find their passion in life and make sure that in junior high school and high school, they're moving in that direction. They're taking classes and doing things that will either turn them on or turn them off to that. Better to find out in junior high school and high school that when you're 5 years in, that you hate the job you have. Wouldn't that be sad? Right? I mean, I know people that have done that. They spent almost their whole lives. It's like, wait a minute. You got a nice little nest egg. What are you doing, right? So help the kids. Check out different kind of education for your children in your area. Public school may be the best, may not always be the best. And again, there are some great public school systems across the country. Not all. And the sad part is we only usually hear about the bad ones, right? But don't disengage because your child's going to a decent school. Don't disengage because you like your child's teacher. You need to be on it. You need to be understanding what's happening and what your kid's learning. I know some of you don't like me using the word kid. What your child, your student, is learning on a day-to-day basis, seriously. You know, I don't get some of us to check out, if you would. You check out and you leave your children in the hands of others. How often do you really do that? You almost never do that when it comes to your kids and, I don't know, some of you go to Taekwondo and those kind of things. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. Man, today has been, continues to be, and will continue to be a heavy news day. You know, when you talk about Trump's trip. Yeah, go ahead, you do it. Trump's trip to Asia, right? And what he's doing there and what kind of inroads he's making. I'll tell you something I think is kind of interesting, cool, whatever. Did you guys hear the story about Donald Trump's granddaughter making a bigger splash? She made a big splash with the Chinese president. And apparently, Trump's granddaughter is proficient in some language, a very young girl. I mean, think about that. What's her name? I think she's 6 years old. Arabella is her name. Arabella Kushner. 6 years old. She did some kind of song, and I don't want to make believe like I have a clue, because I don't have a clue. But she sang a song and did some poetry, totally in Chinese, in Mandarin. And Trump, I guess they taped it, filmed it, videoed it, whatever they call it nowadays, and played it for the Chinese premier. I got to tell you something, the Chinese president, they were so excited, and you know, better than, what was that other president? What did he do when he visited the Queen for the first time? Didn't he give her an iPod filled with all of his famous speeches? Think about that one. I always thought that was kind of, I'm sorry, but I always thought that was kind of interesting. Right? So, anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, stay with me. Got a lot more coming up. We've got, Kerry Lutz joins me now. He's with the Financial Survival Network. We kind of go all over the place. We talk about all things finance. No, he's not replacing David Fisher. It's just a different tact, a different way of looking at this stuff. You know, I mean, he's got a different tact on Bitcoin than David Fisher has. Different kind of idea where the tax plan is going. So it's good to hear from all sides, right? You agree? I agree. And frankly, right for the moment, I'm going to count. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Please be part of the conversation. You can head up to the website. There is, for you old-timers who don't like Facebook or any of that stuff, there's a live chat room going on at the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, and chat with other people smarter than I am. Or you head over to Facebook if you're one of those Facebook freaks. You can go ahead and get involved in the conversation there as well. I've got a guest that I haven't had on in a while, but I always have a really good time with him when he's on with me, and I'm on his show from time to time. Kerry Lutz joins me. He's the host of the Financial Survival Network, author of Viral Podcasting, Proven Process to Earn Big Bucks. That's my subtitle, not his. And he's a retired attorney. He quit to become a podcaster and a radio show host. I got to question your sanity, Kerry.
Well, I've questioned it many times. You know, it's been, you know, you've been doing radio a long time. I've been doing it for 7 years, and I often question my sanity. But, you know, stuck with it through thick and thin. Thought, well, maybe I should sell real estate at one point or another, because it just wasn't, you know, I didn't start doing it to make money, but I kept doing it, figuring at some point when I needed to make money, I'd be able to make money off of it. And it was a challenge, but I finally found the secret sauce. And as the book says, a proven process to earn a six-figure income from your show. And I would say that just about any of you out there can do it, but it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of devotion, a lot of passion, and a lot of on-the-job training. So you need to be ready for that.
Well, I love these people because I deal with hosts on a regular basis trying to help them get started. And no, you will not be a success in 60 days, okay? You will not have your rhythm down. You will not have all, you know, you just won't have it together that fast. It's a long-term investment, isn't it?
Oh, God, yeah. You know, it's, look, there's a bunch of different models, different ways to do it. Your model and my model are kind of similar, which is, we're going to get the advertisers, the sponsors, to pay for the show, to compensate us when we mention them favorably, when they appear on the show, etc. And that is by far the hardest model to go for. The best model is I'm a consultant, all right, on labor management relations. I mean, I show you how to get rid of potential union people or bust strikes or whatever. And I have a podcast talking about how I just busted up the latest strike at the Acme plumbing company and how it was so much fun. We got to fire all the unproductive union workers and, you know, it was just the greatest experience. And then other companies out there having union problems say, wow, we need this guy to get rid of our union. And what it does is it becomes what I would call brand extension. You become a guru, an expert on strike busting. And this is an absurd example. I mean, there probably is a podcast about strike breakers, but I haven't come across it yet. I would have definitely subscribed. But the point is, you become an expert, a guru. It's the concept of authoritative marketing at its best. And I teach you how to do that because most people, when they get on the radio, Joe, you know this as well as I do, are totally boring. And the first thing you want to do is shut them off when they come on because they don't know the basic techniques of audience building, of connecting with an audience, of using social media to increase your reach, et cetera, et cetera. So the book, I created it. It's very autobiographical, but not from the standpoint I'm so great, I'm so wonderful. It's I was so stupid, and look what I learned. You don't have to be stupid like I was. You can do it without being stupid. Just follow the directions. And, you know, it's been a journey, just like you, right?
Yep.
I'd love to see what your first studio looked like compared to what it looked like now, right? Yeah,
you got to hear the first, you know, 20, 30, you know, podcasts or whatever the heck you want to call them. I mean, it was scary. And I sometimes go back and listen and go, why did they keep me on? I would have shut me off in a heartbeat, you know?
Same here.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me, what was your most embarrassing moment when you started podcasting? And I've been doing radio, too. It was kind of a combination of the two. And I said, yeah, the first 30 episodes. completely embarrassing. I mean, I cringe. I can't even listen to it now. I don't even think I was able to spit out an entire sentence without having a nervous breakdown. So,
Oh, yeah. And breathing. I can think a couple of times where it was hard breathing when I started. People probably think we're nuts listening to us right now. But you really do. You start thinking about, you know, sitting at the other end, like, slapping themselves in the head going, why am I listening to this guy, right? I mean, am I wrong?
God, yeah. Oh, yeah, but somehow, you know, the authenticity of it, and that's what I talk about a lot, passion combined with authenticity are going to bring you to the promised land. And That's what it's about. You can't try to be a radio guy from like the 70s. Hey, oh, whoa, oh, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
Punch the guy in the nose, right? Sure.
Yep.
So you really have to be real. Always be real. My mentor, Valerie Geller, who also contributed to the book, she was the program director for WABC-AM, worked with Rush Limbaugh, mentored Sean Hannity, and she knows what it takes to succeed in this medium, and it's always be real, always start with your best material. You know, don't be afraid to steal from people. Steal from as many as you can. Just give credit. Just totally reasonable because, really, how much originality is there in the world?
Oh, exactly. Yep.
Yeah. So we do all those things. We teach you how to do it. And it's the only way you're going to succeed because you got to keep working at it. But when you're on radio, and now I would just call podcasting. I wouldn't call it podcasting. I call it internet radio. That's what it is. Radio on demand.
Well, it's digital media. Yeah. For all intents and purposes, it's digital media because when, you know, I tell people and talking to young people, you need to learn digital media because now that encompasses radio broadcasting, television, YouTube, Roku, AT&T, not AT&T, slap that one, Apple TV.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is not your grandma's television.
Oh, God. You know, there is so much to learn. I'm always learning. Like, initially, I just wanted nothing to do with social media. It seemed like a big pain. It seemed like trivial to me and not real meaningful. And then, you know, now I'm a social media expert.
Yeah.
Right?
Isn't that hilarious? I mean, and I was with you. I just wanted to use a microphone. I wasn't interested in Facebook or any of that garbage. Speaking of making money, I mean, I know you've got a book out there that talks about earning six-figure incomes. I'm happy with four. But anyhow, we're gonna go make some of that money right now. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. Kerry Lutz joins me, and he's not going far. We'll both be back in a few minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat.
ThePowerMall.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
You gotta feel good about yourself once in a while, you know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of the Genesis Communication Network. Hey, head up to the website, TheRealSide.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can head up and find out the stations, the times, all that fun stuff is up there as well. And send me an email, joe@therealside.com, if you have any comments or questions about the show. Talking about books, you can also find my book up at my website, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, All the Things You Were Taught to Hate. Especially over the last 8 years, you find out you don't have to hate any of them. It's not that big of a deal. You need to learn about us. We need to learn about you. But I give you the equipment you need to fight the left. I give you the equipment you need to slap around and write a little bit and get them back in line again. So you head up there and buy that as well. My guest is Gary Lutz. He's the host of Financial Survival Network. He's also the author of Viral Podcasting. You can find it up on Amazon. It's Viral Podcasting, How to Earn a Six-Figure Income from Your Podcasting. Gary, thanks for being with me today.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Always a pleasure.
You can tell from Boston because I say with me and not with me, right? And I need a vocal coach or something, whatever.
Yeah, well, us New Yorkers know exactly what you mean.
That's right. So, hey, real quick, though, I want to take a little side trip here. You know President Trump, or you knew President Trump. You know, you're not like your good buds now. But didn't you do? You did a little work for him in your past life, did you not?
Well, yeah, it was when I was a lawyer. Did corporate commercial work, had a celebrity case, wound up on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and I come into my office the next day, and there's a message on my phone from the Donald saying, "Hey, I saw you in the paper. I own some casinos. I got some cases I want you to come and look at for me." And so we got to meet them, and never thinking that this was in like 2000, 2001, never thinking that one day this guy was going to be the commander in chief of the United States, the most powerful man in the world, much to the chagrin of everyone out there.
Were you able to do anything for him?
Yeah, I worked on a few cases. Okay. Without getting into the nitty gritty. They were hopeless, but we managed to at least pay our fees. You know, so it was a good deal for him.
Good.
And yeah, so
all right. So we were talking about, you know, podcasting, how to make money at it, and kind of probably reminiscing each other on how we got to our careers or where they're at. And you know, people always think that they have something to say, they can jump into this, but man, you've got to make money at it. You can't keep it going. There's equipment that needs to be replaced. And I don't think they think all that through, you know, when they're first doing this kind of stuff. But you are the host of Financial Survival Network. Also, if people want to check out more of you, they can head over to the Financial Survival Network. Is it .com, right?
FSNS.com.
Okay, so Financial Survival Network. Say that three times fast. FinancialSurvivalNetwork.com.
Get back.
It's that easy, right? So, hey, but we were talking offline about Bitcoin, because I keep hearing about the, you know, the cyber coins or whatever the heck they're called nowadays. I'm having a hard enough time keeping money in my bank, let alone now I got to track cyber cryptocurrency. What the heck is that? What is that?
Well, without getting into all the technical stuff, much of which I don't understand myself, pretty much it is a digital currency, has no physical presence in the world, and what happens is every transaction that's made in the currency goes into what's called the blockchain, and that is a open ledger of every transaction, and it's reproduced on zillions of computers all over the place. So you can't have fraud, you can't have hacks, because it's impossible to hack every computer on the blockchain. And it's really an incredible innovation. We don't really know what Bitcoin's going to do now, but I had the opportunity to buy it at $7 a coin, and that was about almost 6-7 years ago. And now you can buy it at around $7,100 per coin. So it's gone up. It's only gone up about 1,000 times. Right?
But Kerry, what gives it that kind of value? I'm just lost by this.
It's a market, just like any other market. And people in Venezuela are tired of eating dog, and their local currency has no value. Same in Zimbabwe and in other countries. They invest in Bitcoin where they are not confident in their banks. Because, look, Bitcoin's existence is outside the banking system. And as long as people can access computers, they'll be able to trade. You can always trade Bitcoin. That's the key. And it could potentially be the future. It's not controlled by any government. There's a limit, a cap, to how many units can be created. I think it's around 22 million, and that cap is 22 million up to a certain date. Then it's cut off. No more Bitcoins are allowed or can be created. So you got a fixed money supply. And, you know, the only problem is that there's 2,000 other cryptocurrencies, and a lot of them are what I would call kleptocurrencies. Their only purpose exists to take your worthless government fiat currency and turn it into theirs, you know?
Well, you mean their worthless currency?
Yeah, well, they say, oh, this is worth something. Those dollar bills in your pocket are worth nothing. Now, that might well
but
come
we'll,
to
pass. But wait a minute. But we'll take them off your hands for our money that's worth something someday, for sure.
It's worth nothing, you know? It's really absolutely worth zilch. It's a lot of it's just pure out-and-out fraud.
Wow.
And that's why you need to be very careful with this. There's only a few of these cryptocurrencies you ever want to get involved with. The three, Bitcoin, Litecoin, and perhaps Ethereum. Ethereum's got issues with it. I don't want to get into all the technical stuff. It's something you should learn about and become aware of, because it is going to have a role in the future, and you need to know about it.
Well, I know that, you know, I've talked about this on the show a little bit here and there, and I've always said, I did a lot of horse trading in my old days, you know, where we did, what's it called? Trade. I mean, you're just trading. Barter was the word I was looking for. So the group that I belonged to or belonged with, they actually issued checks. You had a checking account, and you went to the dentist. If he took your barter, you'd cut him a check. It was really that simple.
I remember.
And I, you know, actually, I think we still use it today for some things, but it kind of reminds me of that. This is currency. This is a form of value outside the regular system. And I'll tell you what, I did really well with it. Is it kind of the same idea?
Well, look, all societies, primitive societies, start out with barter. Once you get, I've got this cow that I just killed, and I got 100 pounds of meat. And you're hungry, but you've got some arrows or some spears that I really think are cool, or maybe a knife. So I'll trade you a bunch of stuff. Or just like when they bought Manhattan from the Indians, They gave him $28 worth of trinkets and beads and stuff, and probably adjusted for inflation. Those beads and trinkets maybe are worth $50 now. But, you know, it's barter, and means you're trading goods for goods. Now, in more advanced societies need to have money, a currency, because you can't be, I can't need a car and go to BMW and say, look, how about if I just trade you all the furniture in my living room and you'll give me the car? It's not going to work. It's not practical. More importantly, it's inefficient. So the way money evolved is we came up with shells, stones, different things of value that were commodities generally, eventually gold, and we used that. So it's a function of a barter economy, but it isn't barter because you're using this symbol that has agreed upon value to facilitate a trade so that I can just go into the BMW dealer now and just write him a check. I can't give him gold because he probably wouldn't know what to do with it.
But I could. That's true.
He might be taking Bitcoin shortly. You never know. So Bitcoin is just like your greenbacks, except that your greenbacks are issued by the Federal Reserve, and they can just add more units at will, more dollars at will. Whereas with Bitcoin, and the theory is pretty unshakable, it's your Bitcoin, 22 million units, no more. So as demand goes up for Bitcoin, the supply is not going up. So the value is going to increase, and that gives you opportunity, but it's also danger because who wants to be trading in a currency that's fluctuating in value thousands of dollars per week? It's very impractical to do that, and that's why Bitcoin's getting more and more adopted. Overstock.com said, oh, we're going to become the Bitcoin company. You know, I think they're just doing it to help their stock out, but whatever the reason.
I've seen some of them say that they're going to start accepting Bitcoin, but I don't know how real that is. But listen, speaking of money, we're going to go make some. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll sit on Real Side on GCN Live. Kerry Lutz joins me. Don't go far. We're not done with the cryptocurrency. We can talk about the tax plan and more. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
You gotta be pretty old to know this one.
We are back. Yeah, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of things you can do up there, including either buy my book, a coffee cup, a water mug. I got all that stuff up there. Helps keep the show on the air. Also, you can join the Patreon team up on the right-hand side. There's a button that says Patreon, and it allows you to be part of the team. And for the price of a cup of coffee or maybe two cups of coffee at that expensive place, you can be part of a member. You can be part of my politically incorrect posse club. So anyhow, go up there and check it out. I want to get right back to my next guest because I don't want to waste his time. I'm getting a lot of good information from Kerry Lutz. Joins me. He's the host of the Financial Survival Network, also author of Viral Podcasting, How to Make Mega Bucks Podcasting. That's my subtitle for the book, because you can make decent money podcasting if you do it right, but you will not. I guarantee you will not become, you know, a six-figure income in 60 days. It's not. You wouldn't even know how to pronounce your name within the first 60 days, right, Kerry?
Hey, you know what they say about overnight sensations, Joe? They usually take about a decade.
That's true.
I was thinking I would donate a latte to your show if that would work for you.
There you go. Just don't put it in an envelope, okay? I mean, people send me some really. I used to say Don't sit on the couch drooling all over yourself, right? And just, you know, because you sit there with the channel changer in the hand drooling. So somebody sent me a bottle of doggy drool. It was marked right on it, doggy drool. I'm going, okay, I need to get away from this because somebody's taking me literally here. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, we were talking about cryptocurrency and barter and what have you. And this, it's really kind of nothing new, but I'm really amazed at how much, you know, Bitcoin took off. And, you know, what it's worth today. Because, you know, guys like me look at that stuff over the years and we go, come on, it's, what is it? I can't hold it in my hand, so why would I buy it? I'm going to buy nothing? Seriously? But I guess that was a dumb mistake on my part, huh?
Well, it's not really that much different than your money in your bank. In your bank account, you can't hold that money. You can't go to the bank and get the money or they'll call the police on you, right? If you had $10,000, they're going to report you to the IRS. So you're kind of stuck with your money in the bank unless you go transfer it to the casino. They'll give you cash. So you could theoretically here, and highly theoretical, transfer $50,000 to the local casino as front money, go gamble for a few $100, and then say, just give me my cash. And they'll probably report you as well, but at least you'll have the cash. You try to do that with your bank. It's never going to happen, Joe.
Really?
The first thing they want to do is like, oh, you want to take $200,000 in cash? Would you kindly see the bank psychiatrist? And why would you ever want to do that?
Well, I don't know what the number is, but I remember when you're wanting to do some Christmas bonuses, but I want to do them in cash. So I went to the bank, and I think it was like $3,000 or $5,000. I can't remember what the number was, but it was right around there, $3,000 to $5,000. And I was going to give every employee like $500 or whatever it was. Anyway, the girl looked at me and said, "If you pull out that much, I've got to report it to the IRS." I said, "Are you serious? I can't pulling my own money out of the bank. You have to report me to the IRS." I don't like that. Didn't like that at all. I thought that was so I can write the checks for it, but I can't pull the cash for it. Made no sense.
Well, with Bitcoin, you'll never have that issue. No, they're called CTRs. Currency transaction, cash transaction report.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Vegas shooter, he had a bunch of them, but didn't seem to make any difference. But in your case or to mine, if we do it, they'll be all over us like white on rice.
There you go. Yep.
Sure of that.
And you turned that into a racial comment. Thank you for that. I'll probably.
Racial, but there's something pretty suspicious about it.
It could be brown on rice, because I like brown rice, too. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and, you could fold like a cheap lunch here. I don't think that's any racial connotation. Although maybe only whites have lawn chairs in their back.
You just never know. You never know what these people will come up with. Hey, the president's tax plan, you know, everybody, depending on who I speak with, everybody's got their feeling for it, what they believe it'll do or won't do. I am so tired of arguing that point. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just nuts. So my question to you would be, give me the pros and cons as you see it on the tax plan.
Well, look. You got an LLC, I got an LLC. Probably everybody in your neighborhood has an LLC. And right now, the maximum tax, federal tax we're talking about, on that LLC is 39.2 or 0.4%. Under the tax plan that Trump has proposed, your maximum taxable rate will be 25%. All right? So that's a good thing. Cut your taxes by what is that, about a third right there, a little more than a third, almost 40%. So that's a good thing for small business. It doesn't cut the rates on high brackets. It will give people in the middle a bit of a tax cut, but you live in the People's Republic of California, so they're going to take away your deduction for real estate taxes and for state income taxes, but they're going to give you back a higher standard deduction. So basically, there's a lot of losers and there's a lot of winners on this program. The key is, why would anybody ever want to work for somebody else again? You could become a consultant and work for a bunch of people and pay 25% instead of 39%. I mean, that's a big difference. So they're not prepared for the creative ways in which many of you out there are going to shift your business model, otherwise known as your employment, to make it possible that you'll come in under the lower taxes. I mean, I've always been self-employed, so for myself, it's not an issue. But for many of you out there, self-employment, those pastures are going to be looking pretty green, Joe.
And, you know, it's really funny because they started this, and the Dems were all over this, I think before the ink was dry. What I thought was really ridiculous was Nancy Pelosi, who I'm sure hadn't read the bill but knew what was in it, which is totally different than what she used to do. she was all over talking about how he's giving all his 1%ers this big tax break, and, you know, this is all going to be for the 1%ers. I'm saying to myself, first of all, you haven't opened it. Secondly, unless I'm really brain dead, isn't it the 1%ers that give the jobs to the rest of us? I've never had a cashier at Walmart create a job for me, if you'll excuse me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I did.
What's good for GM is good for the country. And, yeah. You know, look, whatever helps create jobs is going to be a net positive, hopefully, for the country. But we do have this thing called the deficit. Nobody seems to want to really address it. In fact, they're avoiding it at all possible costs. And, you know, there is the potential that this could cause interest rates to go up, cause the country's bond rating to go down. You know, we could be reaching a tipping point as far as the deficit's concerned. But at least in theory, this thing is a lot better than what we got now. And really, there's things in it that are bad. There's this thing called the bubble tax, which for people in the highest bracket, right now, your rate goes up. It kind of jumps up with each earnings bracket you get into.
Right.
And when the highest, so the first 100,000, for instance, will be taxed at 12%. Then it goes to 20%. They're going to get rid of that and just tax you at one big rate and then limit your deductions. So, you know, that's probably going to get chopped off in the cutting room floor because it's going to apply to all of these corrupt congressmen that we've got. So they're not going to be happy with that bubble tax. But, you know, they've got bubble brains, so you never know about these people. You know, it's, look, you've heard it said, Joe, right? What do they make in Washington, D.C.? What's their leading manufactured product?
Oh, sausage. Yeah.
Right. And making sausage, you ever gone to a sausage factory, is not a pretty process. Yeah. A lot of stuff goes into the grinder, and they turn the handle, and it goes into a casing, and I'm not even going to say where that casing came from, but you can use your imagination, and the next thing you know, you got sausage. And, you know, overall, sausage can be pretty tasty, but you don't really want to be there when it's being made, because you probably never eat it again. And that's pushing that analogy too far, is everything that's wrong with the swamp in Washington, D.C. But I will tell you this, and I believe this as well for the repeal or replacement of Obamacare. These guys only care about one thing.
Yeah.
And if you're in the House, you care about it every 2 years. If you're in the Senate, you care about it every 6 years. And that is getting reelected. That's why they exist. It's kind of like a charity. The charity exists, a lot of them, because they're so bogus, particularly a certain foundation that a former president is associated with. But the foundation exists not to help the intended recipients, but to raise more money to enable it to harass contributors to donate still more money to keep the flow going. And that's what Congress is all about.
I know not of what you speak. Hey, tell people, we're up against the time. Tell people how to find you.
All right, two sites. For the book, viralpodcasting.com, and it's a proven process to earn a six-figure income from your show. You want to go to the regular show, that's financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Joe, it's been a total pleasure. Thank you so much.
Always a lot of fun with you. Don't go far, people. We got a lot more coming up after the break. Really, seriously, you think that was crazy? Wait till you come back at the top of the hour.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?